Good evening. It is May 19th, 2014, 6:15. This is the Safety Committee. Present are Mary Westfall, Mike Brown, Todd Milner. I do expect Doug Hanum to arrive very shortly. Also joining us tonight is Deputy Chief Mike Perlick. Also Mayor Stowe is here. The Law Director Leslie Brining, Service Director Kevin Eller, and Economic Development Director Bill Sanford. And Katie Capellini just joined us as well. So, and Sandy Hussman. So I'm sorry, Sandy.
We didn't hear you.
So our primary business today is looking at the changes that are coming through on proposed ordinance 27-2014, amending Chapter 1505. And it's really looking at the fire codes. And from what I understand, is there a problem?
No.
From what I understand, the changes that are coming forth are really changes that are happening in a larger context across the state, perhaps, or something. Can you maybe explain that a little bit?
The fire code is, this is the 2011 Ohio fire code, mm-hmm. which is based off the 2009 international fire code.
Okay.
The codes, when we were looking at the township adopting the latest fire code from the state, we got looking at the city codes as well that were online, and everything was very, very outdated.
Mm-hmm.
They had codes in there from the 80s.
Okay.
And that's why I asked for the city to upgrade or update their codes as well to the latest code that the state has.
Perfect. And maybe the law director, I don't know if you've got anything that you'd like to add in terms of what the changes are really incorporating. You did send a red line. Did you send that to all the members of the committee or just to me?
I don't remember. It was Friday.
When I looked through it, it really looked like most of them were repealed.
Yes,
changes
yes.
that are being incorporated here.
Yes. The original or the prior code sections were adopted in 1977, and a lot of the sections, well, all of the sections that are proposed to be repealed, referenced specific sections in the prior code that we adopted from the 70s, so it doesn't, those code sections don't exist anymore, so it makes sense to repeal those. They reference something that we no longer exists, so it's just kind of bringing it up to date.
It looks to me like there's seven sections that will be repealed.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to add?
It just brings the city back in line with what the township is using, as well as the state minimum codes for fire prevention.
I don't know if there's any questions from members of the committee.
Thank you for notifying us that we're out of date. Were all these repealed through the state or by the federal? I mean, you know, the different sections.
Back in the 70s, from what I understand, in the 80s, different codes were used by the state, different organizations.
Okay.
National fire codes basically don't exist anymore. There's only two codes in the nation. The international fire code, which Ohio kind of tweaks to fit what we want in the state.
Okay.
And then there's also the National Fire Prevention Code, or they call it the Life Safety Code, which is another model code. There's only two left in the United States now. Ohio has adopted the international code part of it, and they use that for the building codes as well.
Any other questions?
I know I'm not on the committee, but I do have a question. In
question.
Section 1505.13, it says the mayor, the fire chief, the director of public service, and the director of public safety. Who's director of public service, and is that township or city or?
That's our director of public service.
Okay. Does it need to say that? I mean, does the township have a director of public service and director of public
well,
safety?
Well, I do think these are city ordinances. Am I right about
that? So
that
would be
so the fire
ours.
Chief
okay.
serves as the fire chief
Perfect.
For both the city and the township, but this would be
right.
representative of all of our leadership.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, then I would ask if there or entertain a motion that we recommend approval of this ordinance. to our council this evening, and they did receive the amended ordinance in their last packet, so I think we could advance it.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Then we will advance this this evening. Is there any other business to come before the committee? I know that Doug had something he was thinking of bringing to the committee, so I'm not sure where he is. The next committee isn't until 6:45, am I right about that?
Yeah, we could always read.
Can we adjourn and then bring it back together if he comes in and has another agenda? Oh, recess, I like that.
That was always my favorite part.
Do I get a motion to recess? Is there a motion to recess this meeting?
So moved. Second.
Okay, thank you very much. We will recess and see whether you have any other...
I don't think we've ever done that.
Yeah, that kind of weird. Do we have to do a motion to go back? Okay, all in favor?
You could say that Doug finally got here.
Yeah, aye.
Okay, we are going to reconvene then at this time, the safety committee meeting. Joining us, in addition to the people who were mentioned earlier, Doug Hanem, a member of our committee, and Mark Lucy is here as well. And I think that's everybody. So with that, I know that Mr. Hanem had some...
Thank you.
A new topic he wanted to introduce, so we'll invite him to do that.
All right, I noticed, again, we've had a lot of discussions about feral cats, and no one's been probably grumpier about the lot of discussions about feral cats than I have been. But I noticed again in our weekly police reports that we get, another instance on Maplewood where we have an ongoing problem with a neighbor feeding feral cats. And I think, I mentioned to Leslie that I had seen some local ordinances on cat feeding, and she found this ordinance from Lakewood, and I've handed it out to each of you, which is identical to our 505.08, but it has some additional language specifically relating to providing food for dogs, cats, feral cats, deer, geese, ducks, raccoons, fowl, or other wild animals or wildlife by setting such food out on any public property or within a 100-yard radius of any private residence or public right-of-way. And it specifically does not apply to animals owned by a person or to songbirds fed from a bird feeder. So, and it defines feral cats as a cat that is wild, strayed, or unowned. I know we've had some discussions about this, and I know our law director, we do have this section on nuisance, but it seems to me to be, we have a recurring problem that I just don't think our existing ordinances give us a clear enough case to deal with. It would be relatively easy to address this feral cat issue with an ordinance like this. And I think I emailed council, I think first time was back on, was it May 15th, and then Leslie and I talked. I think this ordinance makes a lot of sense for us and would address the problem that we're having. It would make it easy for us and for our enforcement personnel to address the issue, as opposed to trying to make a case that somebody's keeping or harboring an animal under our current nuisance code.
Does the 100 yards radius take into account, is the reason it's 100 yards, is it because of farms or something? You know, that seems like an awful large radius.
I guess if you had, I don't know if we have any, I assume we have some parcels in the city that would be big enough to accommodate that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, the idea is that in a neighborhood...
You're going to be in violation no matter where you're at.
If you're feeding cats or raccoons or...
Or ducks.
Or ducks.
So little kids feeding ducks are going to be in violation.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that we would use some good prosecutorial discretion in little kids farming ducks. And you know, it's like a lot of things. You know, if you're feeding geese, okay, or if you're feeding a lot of ducks over a period of time, yeah, it could be a problem. I mean,
I don't think the intent of this is to about kids feeding ducks. So this is clearly about people an ongoing situation where they're providing food for.
And I'm not sure there's a lot of ducks in neighborhoods necessarily. I mean, on occasion, perhaps.
I find one once in a while in my backyard.
We have a really cute pair.
I got mallards. And all of our ordinance and codes and stuff are pretty much complaint driven. We don't drive around looking, you know, it's pretty much.
Yeah, if the only problem with the ordinance is ducks,
I'm perfectly happy to strike ducks. I have other issues. Like, the feral cat thing, like, when you first sent this, I'm like, yeah, we're finally going to stop it. But how are we going to enforce this? What if somebody puts their cat food out for their cats on the back of their deck and they've got four of their own cats and they come and eat and then, you know, a bunch of other cats come and eat? Like, I don't get, like, how are we going to enforce this?
I think perhaps the law director could help us address that issue.
Sure. I think it'll be like any other charge that's filed, really, when it comes to these type of sections. They're complaint-driven, and we'll still need to get the proof. You know, it won't be that somebody has four cats, puts the food outside, and one extra cat is coming to them. You know, this is for the habitual, and there are escalated penalties. And, you know, obviously our police department will have some discretion if they get a call on this, go and talk with them the first time. You know, I think that they do a really good job of communicating the laws and getting people to comply with them without actually having to go through the process all of the time. But, you know, this is obviously the first time you're seeing it, so.
So is it your opinion that this would be enforceable?
Yeah, I do think it would help significantly. We do, as Mr. Hainem indicated, I think we do have a gap in our ordinances, although we do have the harboring or keeping prohibition. That's hard to get the proof that the animals that are eating the food are being harbored or kept. And it's also hard for people that also might live in the neighborhoods, if those cats are then going under their decks, are they harboring or keeping them? You know, it's a hard, this does help close the gap and would give us an additional measure that we could look to and
enforce. So based on the current challenges we're facing with feral cats, this would be a benefit in terms of legislation that would allow us to address the concerns that are facing us in the community. Right?
Yeah, yes. And I've talked to our prosecutor's office as well, and they're one of the challenges that they have is proving the harboring and the keeping, and how does feeding versus shelter, you know, those can both be argued that you are harboring or keeping, and I think that having something like this would make it easier for them to pursue and file charges, because some of the other instances or reports that have been filed, there hasn't been the proof necessary to file.
This is based upon Lakewood, Ohio?
Twinsburg.
Twinsburg.
Twinsburg. And have you seen any challenges, I guess to the lawyers, have you seen any challenges to these laws?
No, you know, actually this was adopted in 2012, I noticed, and their ordinances. Yeah, in Twinsburg, yeah, so I'm not sure. I did put a call in to the law director down there, but I just haven't heard back.
It would be interesting to know if they obviously had a problem in 2012.
Right.
Did this actually fix the problem?
Right.
That would be a good.
Right.
You know, I think maybe, Mr. Aller, do you have any comments or any thoughts with regard to this proposed change?
Um, Now, the only thing that I would comment on is even with the language in there and feeding, it's still going to be a situation where those people that think someone that is violating it is, are going to have proof. They're not going to be able to just call. It's no good in the speeding down the street. You can't call and say your neighbor was speeding and they get a ticket. There has to be proof that it occurred and, you know, not just someone saying that they're feeding. So that will be an education piece on our part, I guess, to make sure that people understand that. I would not anticipate that the police department would set up a sting I think the burden will be on area neighbors to provide that proof. So.
And do you envision that, Kevin, being video proof?
Video, continuous camera shots, you know, something of that nature. Mm-hmm. That's up to the law director to define, I guess.
It also would give us a strong bully pulpit position with a situation too.
No, I think it's. I agree with Doug for bringing this forward, and I think it it seems to me a good position to take.
I think just for your information, I know Doug was helpful in sharing that B, C, and D are new, would be new to the current legislation. 505.08 right now only has A, which is similar to the A he's listed here, and B, which simply says whoever violates this section is guilty of a minor misdemeanor. It doesn't really define, you know, what a feral cat is and give a little bit more direction. So this does seem to put a little more meat on the bone, so to speak, that could be helpful.
Well, and I think it's always good, I think it's good public policy to follow the lead of other municipalities. Why reinvent the wheel? So I think that's just good policy.
Is Twinsburg the only one? I mean, just out of curiosity.
I've seen other ordinances, this one fit so well into our code, it seemed like the way to go.
Mr. Lutke?
Yeah, not on the committee, but I guess I have two thoughts about this. First of all, I do think it's whomever drafted this originally in Twinsburg had an inspired piece of writing. It's a very thoughtful way to approach it. And I'm not suggesting for a minute that I'm opposed to it, but I think it obviously is not without controversy here. And so I would anticipate that if this comes to council, we would be well advised to have a hearing or some sort of public process around it before approving it. This is not looking like it's going to be a very well attended meeting, and I would hate to suffer the criticism down the road that we didn't fully be transparent,
That's a good idea.
Before we move ahead with it. So I just raise that as sort of a cautionary note in response to what I think is a very inspired piece of legislation.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Leslie?
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing for us. It'll be a highly controversial issue.
But no, it's a good idea to get public comment and input and listen to what they have to say. But in Twinsburg was not the only municipality. There were several others, but. As Mr. Haina mentioned, it just fit well, and it had escalated penalties for the repeat offenders, which I personally liked. I don't.
Would it be prudent to do some research as far as how many municipalities in the state of Ohio have enacted this kind of legislation?
Sure.
I think that would be good information to publicly state.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Todd.
Yep.
And I think your public hearing, Mark. Mm-hmm. I think you need to set this up so we don't become a statewide battleground over this issue. That would be my only concern.
Well, sure, but by the same token, we don't want to do that.
I really want to hear what happened in Twinsburg.
Public
How about if we do this? I would say, why don't we, I don't know what we have coming up before our next council meeting, but maybe for our next council meeting, schedule another public hearing about, another safety committee meeting to take public comment on this. I think Natalie will help us get this out a little bit, and, because it's more interesting.
No, there's nothing interesting about this.
There's nothing more, we're not going to do anything more interesting today, I don't think. Yeah, I had a copy for you.
So you're saying have the forum as a safety committee meeting, Doug, as opposed to a...
Invite public comment?
And invite public comment.
Invite public comment, yeah.
So is that a motion?
I so moved.
I'll second that.
So you've moved and seconded that we have a public comment, open public comment at the next safety committee with regard to this issue?
Yeah.
And the current legislation under consideration?
Right. And we could have, maybe have Leslie draft this up into some legislation.
And then would that give you time to find this other research as far as how many municipalities in the state of Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? This motion passes, and...
Are we going to set that now? Or are you going to set, I guess we need to set that in the council meeting.
I think we should
set that in the council meeting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other business to come before the safety committee?
No.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
This meeting stands adjourned at 6:45, just in time.
V-Mike, are we standing?